Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Tipton High School, Tipton County, Tipton, Indiana. Tonight at Tipton High School, it's senior night. Blue Devils senior night tonight. Blue Devils have two seniors on the squad. They are Maverick Conaway. He's a senior, 6'1". Then we're at number two. He'll start the ball game tonight. Maverick Conaway plays the game of golf. We'll also mention the second senior in the lineup. He'll also start tonight. That's number 20, Connor Hassong. Connor Hassong is senior. He's 6'3". Connor Hassong is going to play basketball. Up by Chicago, he'll be at Olivet Nazarene a year from now. We do appreciate you tuning in. We'll mention tonight's education-based varsity boys basketball game between the visiting LaPel Bulldogs and the Tipton Blue Devils. Final regular season game for both teams. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net and Robbie Kendall. Robbie Kendall, the KSO, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. Let's talk a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting LaPel Bulldogs. LaPel Bulldogs did a school enrollment of 477. The school was founded in 1890. The 2A Central number 40. The sectional going to be played at Monroe Central. Seven teams in that sectional. We'll talk about the brackets here in just a bit. We'll mention in their sectional is Wapahani. They're 20-1. LaPel, they're 11-11 presently. Muncie Burris, they're 70-13. Alexandria, they're 8-13. Winchester, 12-10. Westdale, 8-11. And Monroe Central, they're 8-14. The principal at LaPel High School is Matthew Bowles. The athletic director is Bill Chase. The athletic department office manager is Dana Cherry. LaPel High School is located at 1850 South 900 West, LaPel, Indiana, 46051. You can reach them by telephone at 765-534-3036. On the web, you can find them at LaPelAthletics.com. They wear the colors black and Vegas gold. They do not participate in the conference. They call that independence. We mentioned they are currently 11-11. As mentioned, they do not belong to a conference. We'll remind you that LaPel Bulldogs per game average offensively 50.1. We'll also mention they've won two out of their last three. The two wins they got was last Friday. I should say Friday the 10th of February. That was LaPel over Shenandoah, 49-41. And then this previous Friday night on the 17th, LaPel got the win over Madison Grant. Probably felt pretty good for Coach Cherry. Got the win 69-62. As mentioned, head coach of the LaPel Bulldogs, working in his first year as Coach Kevin Cherry, 11-11. Overall, he's a second-year varsity head basketball coach. Is the world record, 30 wins, 14 losses. And a year ago, at Matthew Grant, 41-4, I do believe in Mobition. Next game on the agenda for LaPel. But he at the Monroe Central Sectional, a Class 2A Sectional 40, Alexandria Tigers versus the LaPel Bulldogs. That's 2022-23 Sectional 40, round number one. We'll talk about the brackets here in just a bit. We'll talk a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. At the Tipton High School, the gym capacity, 3,050. They have a school enrollment of 454. They're in Class 2A, sectional number 39. Also, seven teams in their sectional. Their sectional is going to take place at Taylor High School, up there in Kokomo. Well, Michigan, their sectional is Madison Grant. They're currently 15-5. Tipton Blue Devils, they're 14-6. The Taylor team right there, the Taylor Titans, they're currently 16-5. Blackford, the Bruins are 8-14. The Elmwood Panthers, they're 7-14. Eastern College, they're 10-11. And the Eastern Panthers, 5-14. I mentioned the principal at Tipton High School is Craig Bleach. The athletic director is Corey Fernung. The assistant athletic director is Alec Weddle. The athletic trainer is Burke Emmerich. Remind you, Tipton High School is located 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them by telephone at 765-675-7431. On the web at TiptonAthletics.com. That's where the colors blue and white. The Blue Devils perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. On February 17th, they had the crossover game. That was last Friday. They were going for placement right there in the conference. 2022-23 final standing. This is how they pan out for this year. They are for first or second place. Rich O'Leary got the win over Tipton, 63-57. Keep in mind, all these ball games took place at the East Division school. Playing for third or fourth place, Lewis Taft and Benton Central. Lewis Taft got the win, 56-49. Playing for fifth or sixth place, Central Catholic went to Northwestern. Central Catholic Knights got the win, 53-40. Playing for seventh or eighth place, Hamilton Heights. Home game, they went against Twin Lakes. The Huskies got the win, 55-50. And playing for ninth or tenth place, Western, the Panthers. Should take that back home game versus West Lafayette. Western got the win, 56-42. We'll remind you the Tipton Blue Devils are currently 15-6 on the season. They finished East Division at 4-0. And we'll mention offensively per ball game, the Blue Devils are averaging 61.3 points per ball game. That's in 20 contests. We'll mention the head coach of the Tipton Blue Devils is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins working in year number 4 at Tipton High School. 60 wins, 32 losses. Overall, working in year number 42, 42nd year for Mr. Cliff Hawkins, 557 wins, 391 losses. Next team on the agenda for the Blue Devils to be Class 2A, Sectional 39 at Taylor High School. If you can make it, we hope you'll be there. Support the Blue Devils. If you cannot make it, BookingSports.com will cover the ball game. The game will consist of the Eastbrook Panthers going against the Tipton Blue Devils. That's in 2022-23. Sectional 39, that'll be round one. And we'll go ahead and go through the brackets. We'll go with the Taylor sectional. Taylor sectional right there. And Class 2A, sectional 39, that's in Kokomo. First game of the tournament going to happen on Tuesday night, February 28th. That's next Tuesday. It'll be a 7 o'clock starter. There will only be one game on Tuesday night. It'll be Blackford as the visiting team going against the home team, the Taylor Titans. Then people are coming back. They're resetting the offense right there, and it's going to be Wednesday night. There'll be two games the very next night on March the 1st. 6 o'clock contest will be Eastern. The Comets will go against Madison Grant, the Argyles. That's the 6 o'clock game on Wednesday the 1st of March. second game that night, final game that night on Wednesday, March the 1st, it'll be an 8 p.m. tip-off. It's going to be the Eastbrook Panthers as the division team going against Tipton Blue Devils as the home team. Then they'll take a night off, they'll take a day off, come back on Friday night. The Elwood Panthers, they drew the bye. Elwood Panthers are going to play against either Blackford or Taylor. Whoever wins that first game on Tuesday will be the home team on Friday night at 6 p.m. going against the Elwood Panthers. Then down to the lower bracket. Whoever wins the first game Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, that's Eastern or Madison Grant. And whoever wins the game, the second game on Wednesday night, 8 p.m., Eastbrook or Tipton, the two winners will play Friday night in the nightcap at 8 p.m., March the 3rd. And then the two winners on March the 3rd will get together on Saturday night, March the 4th. That happens to be my daughter, my sister's birthday. I won't mention her age. She's a year and a half older than me. And that game will start at 7:30. And if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan, that night on Saturday Night Live, find Mr. Kelsey, the tight end for the Chiefs, going to host Saturday Night Live that evening. It'll be a late night. I might watch part of that. He's a pretty good guy. We'll also mention the Monroe Central Sectional. Monroe Central Sectional, Class 2A Sectional number 40. We'll have the same routine. We'll have a Tuesday night game. There'll be just one game. It'll be 7 o'clock start time, February 28th. It'll be Muncie Burris as the visitors going against Winchester as the home team for part of the bracket. Then on Wednesday night, they'll reassemble the gym. They'll find out at 6 o'clock on March the 1st. On Wednesday, it's going to be Alexandria as the visiting team going against LaPel. The LaPel Bulldogs will be the home team Wednesday night at 6 in sectional 40. Also, Wednesday night, that evening, 8 p.m. start time, it'll be Wapahani in Monroe Central. So that's Wednesday night, March the 1st, 8 p.m. Then people will come back and reassemble the gymnasium. Fans will be there. Westdale, they drew the bye. Westdale will play as the visiting team on Friday night at 6 o'clock start to go against the winner of Muncie Burris or Winchester. That's Friday night at 6. Second game Friday night, 8 p.m. tip-off. It'll either be Alexandria or LaPel in the top bracket there. They'll be the visitor going against Wapahani or Monroe Central. Well, those two teams will be the lower bracket. They'll be the home team. And then on Saturday night, the championship game, March the 4th, 7:30 p.m. And that's the way they stack up from these two teams that are on the floor right now, taking shots at their leisure. Tipton Blue Devils wearing the white for the home team. And we'll mention the LaPel Bulldogs wearing the gold uniforms. They'll be the visiting team on the scoreboard. Got to watch a little bit of pregame. I should say, before the JV got out here, I saw the varsity out there for LaPel. A lot of those guys just sky in them. They can put the ball down. Let's see if they can get a breakaway in this ballgame and excite the crowd. So both teams working on the court right now. Clock rolling down. 1:42 left in pregame. We'll go ahead and mention a special shout-out. Congratulations to the LaPel Lady Bulldogs. LaPel Lady Bulldogs Class 2A. They're going to be in the state final. It's going to happen Saturday. Second game at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. They're going to tip off about 12:45 p.m. That'll be the second game. LaPel Lady Bulldogs at 22-7. They go against Forest Park. The Lady Rangers at 25-3. Again, that's going to be Saturday, this Saturday, the 25th of February. It's going to be about a 12:45 p.m. start. You can catch that game on Internet TV. I say, well, you can find that game, I believe, at IHSAATV.org. There's going to be a lot of other coverage there. I've checked out the coverage. There's going to be a lot of coverage there. You can catch them on Internet audio, like you're listening to here. You can find out where that game can be heard. If you cannot be there live, you know, it's always better to be there live. And for sure, we'll mention keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing court. Welcome if you are listening to an education base. High school varsity basketball game. Internet radio athletic contest is made possible by ASO. That's Robbie Kendall. AudioSportsOnline.net. As mentioned, provides internet radio access for PutneySports.com. He's done that since 2008. We're getting ready to have the national anthem. It's going to be greeted right now by Phil. Public address. We're going to hear the Pet fans. They're on the stage. They're going to bring us the national anthem live. A lot of brass instruments. We'll set this down. Band. I tell you what, they practice just as much, if not more, than any athletic team here at Gibson High School, and that's a fact. We're to mention the starting lineup. First, for the LaPel Bulldogs, they'll start like this. Wearing number 3, a 6'1" senior, averaging 7.8 per game, that's Jaden Cash. Wearing number 20, 6'3" junior, 6.3 points per game average, that's Nick Witte. Wearing number 23, a 6'3" sophomore, 13.5 points per game, that's Brody Judge. And now here's the twin brother wearing number 30, 6'4" sophomore, 11.3 average per contest, that's Brody Judge. And wind up the lineup, wearing number 44, 6'4" junior, 6.4 points per game, Matthew Carpenter. The head coach is Kevin Cherry. Now, the Gibson Blue Devils, they'll start like this. Wearing number 2, 6'1" senior, 5.5 points per game, Maverick Conaway, it's senior night. Wearing number 3, 6'5" sophomore, 15.6 per game average, 7.6 assists per game, number 3, Grady Carpenter. Wearing number 11, 6'1" junior, 17.9 points per contest. Nolan Swan. Wearing number 20, 6'3" is senior. It's senior night. 3.2 points per game average. Connor Hassan. And right out the lineup, wearing number 23, 6' junior, 11.4 points per game average. Jackson Muddy. Head coach of the Tipton Blue Devils, Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Let us tip off here shortly. Blue Devils out on the floor. three officials ready to go. Officials gonna let the basketball be handled by the point guard. They're gonna toss it up here momentarily in the center circle for LaPel. It's gonna be number 30, Bodie Judge. He's a 6'4" and sophomore. 5.2 boards per game average. He's gonna jump it up against number 3, Grady Carpenter. Another sophomore, he's 6'5". 6 rebounds per game. Here comes the toss. It's a good toss, a little bit low. Picked up, gonna be stolen. LaPel, gonna be a foul. The student they came up with that basketball. Yeah, they're going to say it hits off the tip by LaPel. Pretty good effort right there. Stole the basketball. That's 20. He's winning. He's going to bring the ball in left of the bucket on the baseline, the front court for LaPel. First possession. Half top of the basketball, Jaden Cash. They'll bring it back around. 20, Nick Witty. Half top picked up there by Hassan. They're working back to Cash, back to Witty, half top of the circle. Look at left side on the left 23, Bodie Judge. Little right elbow. Pass it back out of there, Judge. Picked up there by Jackson Money. Left elbow to bring it down low. In the paint. Trying to get the steal back at Conway. It's called jump ball. Jump ball right there. Bodie Judge going to lock it up. I think it's Connor Hassong. Ultimate possession arrow. We're going to give it back to Tipton. So no shot taken in the front court as of yet. Blue Devils might get the first shot in the ball game. Will be brought in from the backcourt on the triple. Right side, Jazz Mavericks, Conway working it back around. Grady Carpenter, then Nolan Swan back to Grady. Right elbow, he get it back to Swan. Swan's going to dribble around. Outside the arc, right elbow extended. Three-point shot wouldn't go. That was Jackson Money. Rebound out of there, LaPel. Number 30, Bodie Judge. Outside the arc, three-point shot wouldn't go. LaPel, that was Bodie Judge. Back the other direction. Ball stolen in the front court of Tipton. Credit the steal, 23, Bodie Judge. In the front court. Working it back around, J.D. Cash. Left side in front of the Blue Devil bench. Go work it in, 30, Bodie Judge. Just like a shot, right elbow. Wouldn't go. Ball tipped. Going to go out of bounds. The official is going to say it was last touch by Tipton. So the Pels going to bring it in again. Left the bucket on the baseline. Same guy. Going to bring it in. That's Witty. They'll bounce it in. Bring inside out play. Left-handed floater in the air. Wouldn't go. Jaden Cash. Rebound Tipton. Connor Assault. To the front court. To the corner. Maverick Conaway. They'll dribble in. Outside the paint. Long shot outside. Up top. Credit the bucket. Nolan Swan. About 3 steps behind the arc. First shot in the ball game. It's a 3. Nolan Swan. To the front court. On the dribble. J.D. Cash looks at left side and we'll get in the corner. Stolen by Nolan Swan. He'll pass it up ahead. Counter a song to get it to Jackson Money. Power layup. Left side of the bucket. 5-0 contest. It's going to be a timeout whistle. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. Tipton. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Tipton, that's Hope Jewelers. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana. Reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 2 at Hope Jewelers in Tipton. To bring the ball in from the backcourt. LaPel Bulldogs crossing the timeline. Jaden Cash shouting out some directions. He'll dribble left. Up front of the Blue Devil bench. That's 23. Bodie Judge. But we're back around. Ready to back the Judge. See, back to Judge on the dribble. Now we're going to hit his time for a song. Outside the arm, Jaden Cash. Bounce pass behind the arc is 30, Bodie Judge. Bodie Judge, 6'4". Brody Listen at 6'3". They are twins. Told to me by Coach Kevin Sherrod. 5:32 on the game clock. We're going to work it down low. It's going to be stolen. Bounce pass stolen by Grady Carpenter. You see a foul whistled in the backcourt. Trying to get the ball back is number 20, Nick Witty. 6'3 junior, going to pick up his first foul. or lapel. One foul each way. Ball brought in. Jackson Money to the front court. To bring it back, he'll hand off. Nolan Swan back to Jackson behind the arc. We're going to get to him as Jaden Cash. Back to Grady. Grady. It's going to be an offensive foul. It's going to be an illegal screen. Coach Cliff Hawkins in disagreement. Rightfully so. He's going to want some explanation. Might have got a roundabout explanation there to the front court lapel. We're on the right side, Whitty. Half pass, left side, 23, Brody Judge. Back to Whitty, he'll take a three. 3 points out, rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound fought for, picked up by Grady Carpenter. They go to the front court. Dribble pace, he'll work it back out top, he'll cross over. They go to the corner, Maverick Conway, back to Nolan. Nolan's going to drive the paint, get it back to Hassan. Hassan's going to pass it out top. Jackson Money in the center circle will reset the offense. They're working the left side, Nolan Swan. Ball tipped out of bounds by Lapel. That was Nick Whitty. Nolan Swan going to re-enter the basketball. Pass it to the backcourt. Jackson Money brings it in the front court on the dribble. Working the basketball. Jackson Money here. Spin move. They go off the glass. One-handed, right-handed layup off the glass. Good. Jackson Money. 7-0 contest. Here in the first quarter. Tipton by 7. 4:20 left. Here in the first quarter, Whitty going to dribble down low. Back to Whitty. Inside out play from Bodie Judge to be stolen. Connor Song ends up the basketball. Trying to take the basketball at the other end with Whitty. Good effort. Nick Whitty, a 6'3" junior. Four seniors on the lapel team. Two seniors on the Tipton Blue Devil basketball squad. Inside the arc. 3 points. 2 point shot. Whitty go. Nolan Swan, big out outer, picked up by J.D. Cash, who brings to the front court. Goes to the left side with the basketball, Brody Judge. Works to the right side, Nick Whitty. Triple threat available, he'll dribble left, he'll bring it back out top. Working against him, Conrad Song, deep in the front court by the scores bench on the dribble is Brody Judge. Back to Whitty, they'll go baseline with the pass. They'll go baseline half to Carpenter. The same step on the baseline, but he's out of bounds. Give the ball back to Tipton. 7-0 contest, 3:37 left. For the first quarter, ball's going to be brought in from the back court. At the walk pace is Grady Carpenter. The pace in the front court. Here's dribble left. Outside the arc, they get it to Nolan Swan. He'll drive the paint. Carter in the paint, good. About a 10-footer. Nolan Swan for two. 9-0 advantage for Tipton. 3:15 on the game clock. First quarter, out top of the basketball, tipped away. It's going to be a jump ball. Jump ball there, Jackson Money. In there, it was a jump ball, locks it up with 23, Brody Judge. Taking a breather for lapel is 44, Matthew Carpenter. In the ball game for lapel is number one, Devin Craig. He's a 5'11 freshman. Devin Craig in the ball game. We're going to back around the perimeter. Outside the arc, J.D. Cash. To bring it back out, Jackson Money guarding the basketball. To work it back around, Devin Craig. Outside the arc, three-point shot. Short off the rim. Wouldn't go. That was 23. Brody Judge. Rebound and put back here. Good. Credit back to his brother, Brody Judge. Judge for two. Lapel, 2 points on the board. It's 9-2. 2:36 left in the first. To kick to the corner. 3 point shot short off the rim wouldn't go for Connor Song. Trying to track down the basketball. Going to be picked up on the baseline. Going to be out of bounds. Good effort there by J.D. Cash. Blue Devils going to bring the ball in right to their own bucket on their own baseline. Grady Carpenter going to trigger the inbound. He'll bounce it in. Jackson Money back to Grady. He's shipped out of bounds. Good hands there. Bulldog 23. Brody Judge. Will be brought in Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter brings it in. Nolan Swan. Back pedal dribble. Outside the arc. We're going to back around. Grady Carpenter. He'll drive in. Take a footer at the free throw line. Jump shot is good. Grady Carpenter for two. 11-2. Blue Devils by nine. 2:12 left here in the first quarter. Bounce pass behind the arc. Jaden Cash. Out top. Devin Craig. He gets the ball back. From 23. Brody Judge. They'll go to the corner. Nick Whitty. Cross court skip pass. They go to the corner, going to drive in. Jaden Cash can be stolen on the chest pass by Hassan. in the front court to go left side, Maverick Conaway. Conaway's going to need a shot block, power, and layup. Credit to block, I believe that was Brody Judge, 6'3", sophomore. For his baseline, Witty to go the corner with it. Bring it back out there, Brody Judge. Outside the arc, he'll bring the ball back around, J.D. Cash. Now back to Brody Judge, he'll get it back to Cash. Center circle, we're going to left side behind the arc, Devin Craig. Back to J.D., they'll give it to Craig. Square it up, at top, bring it back and forth. J.D. Cash to the baseline, he'll get the ball back from Nick Witty. 1-12 left, jump shot, two-point shot, rimmed out, wouldn't go, shot taken by Brody Judge. I guess it's a foul on the rebound. It's going to be whistled on LaPel. They're going to whistle this on number 20. Nick Witty, he's got two in the ballgame. He's going to take a breather in the ballgame for Tipton. It's number 5, Tim Quigley. And ball's going to be brought up from the backcourt, crossing the timeline. Basketball, Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble in. Going to be a foul whistled well outside the paint. He went in and got a layup. Not going to count. Great coverage. There's all a foul. Going to be whistled on LaPel, 23, Brody Judge, 6'3", sophomore. He has one. Team foul number 3, first quarter on LaPel. Two thus far on Tipton. Outside the arc, 3-point shot on the way. Good. Nolan Swan, pretty good shot right there. Nothing but net. Swan has 2 threes here in the first quarter. 14-2. Blue Devils by 12. 40 seconds left. In the front court, LaPel. Craig with the basketball. Here working left side. Judge working on left. Shot off the mark. Wouldn't go for Bodie Judge. But we're back out to get the rebound. Rebound with Jason Cash. We're going to round the perimeter. Craig out top being picked up there by Conor Song. Screen picked up. Good screen by Bodie Judge. He'll dribble around, down low in the paint. Shot wouldn't go for Carpenter. Got his own rebound. Put it back up. Second shot wouldn't go. Coming down with a basketball. They're going to call a jump ball. Simultaneous rebound. Matthew Carpenter. Two shots in the paint. Came down the second time. With Noah Swan. The jump ball. Also possession arrow. Gets it to Tipton. 10.2. They're going to take it up to three-quarter court. Grady Carpenter. In the front court, 6 seconds. He'll drive it all the way. They go off the glass, shot when he go, rebound. Matthew Carpenter. Go time out on the floor. Grady Carpenter hit the surface. He's going to be helped up right there, maybe here in a moment. It gets time on the clock, and they had a jump ball. 0.4 left. That's a jump ball, alternate possession arrow. It's a bummer that on LaPel got a jump ball right there with 0.4. They're not going to get the ball first in the second quarter. So Grady Carpenter stands up. He's in still in the ballgame. Here's a check with Burke Emmer. Burke Emmer trying. He's going back to his seat. He's going to maybe take a breather. Evidently some blood on the surface. Blood in a basketball game evidently is a lot different than blood in a football game. Go figure. The Burke Emmer went to the locker room briefly there and got the spray. Got the spray. He got a couple of rubber gloves on. Then a wipe this up. Coach Steph Cherry. Gonna do the spray. Gonna wipe it up. Gonna wipe it up right there off the surface. He's done that before. He knows exactly what he's doing. Trying to clean it up right there. 0.4 left here in the first quarter. That was the possession of the jump ball. Possession arrow gives it to LaPel. LaPel going to bring the ball in from the backcourt. Likely not going to get a shot off, but yes, they got the jump ball. They're going to maybe basically waste their arrow. Right to the tail end of this first quarter. Then they're going to bring it in alternate possession arrow in the second quarter. So they get the court cleaned up. The eyebrow right there, number 30, Coach Judge. he'll work his way to the locker room. We'll hope he can come back. Maybe he can get some tape on there, maybe some butterflies. Hopefully it's not deep enough to need stitches. Some butterflies to come back out, play the ball game. So the Bulldogs are going to bring it in. It's going to be brought in by Devin Craig, number one. He's going to have competition right here in front of him. Connor Hassong is trying to knock the inbound down. They'll bounce it in. Close quarter complete. The ball bounces into the hands of Jaden Cash. At the end of one quarter of play, just at 14, Appel 2. We do thank you for tuning in. We also thank our support sponsors, especially the Blue Devil Boilermaker. What a quality guy. He cares enough about Ipsen. Help them out. He's hoping that some other people can jump to the occasion. Maybe help out with the sectional. It's coming up. Looking for some support sponsors for sectional play. Making the IHSAA does charge for putting in sports.com to broadcast postseason. It's not cheap. We're making a special thank you to a secret support sponsor for the season Tipton Blue Devils basketball team. This support sponsor attended grades 10 through 12 in the Tipton school system and went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. The couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the 2022-23 Tipton Blue Devils. We brought in Blue Devils. Number one, half court. An official over the scores bench, not quite ready to begin play yet. They're going to take their positions. It's clock 8 minutes, 14-2 Blue Devils by 12. Evidently, there might be some more blood on the surface. Not quite sure. Conversation right there under the bucket. There might be some more blood on the surface at the south end of the gym. There's the Blue Devils' first half basket. So they're going to get another towel. They're going to wipe up a couple more spots. They want basketball blood, like you said, different than football blood. And there's play a couple more areas and wipe it up right there. Don't want to get blood on the bottom of their shoes. I'm just kidding. Not focusing behind this microphone. Some might think it's insensitive. Some might think it's funny. And I apologize. Nolan's going to be brought in. Second quarter, going to be brought in by Nolan Swan. Bounce pass from the official. Bounce pass from Nolan. Backcourt slightly, Grady Carpenter. To get back to Jackson Knight. Matthew Carpenter working hard on this defensive mode here in the front court. A long shot, three-point shot, short off the rim. Where'd he go? That was Nolan Swan. Rebound putback right there was Jackson Money for two. 16-12. Check that. 16-2. 7:34 on the game clock. In the front court, LaPel. We're in around Jaden Cash. Back up top, Devin Craig back to Cash. Behind the arc, right side, Sam Quigley providing the defense. We're working back out and bring it back around. That's 23, Brody Judge. We're working down the baseline. In the ballgame for LaPel is 24, Gabe Simons. He's a 6'1 senior. Gabe Simons. Outside the arc, 3-point shot rims out. Wouldn't go. Devin Craig with the shot. Full Kevin picked up by Nolan Swan. They're working down low. Jackson Money. Jackson Money goes up to Shaq. Couldn't get it, but he got fouled. He'll shoot two. Look at the whistleless foul. LaPel, 23, Brody Judge. He had three in the ballgame. That's four. LaPel, second half, excuse me, first half, two thus far on Tipton. First half up, runs around, where'd he go? Jackson made steps to the stripe, shooting 57%. He's now 17-31 on the season. They'll get another. Jackson Money, he'll couple dribbles, he'll fly it. Second one rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound, LaPel, 24, Gabe Simons. Simons is 6-1, senior. Outside arc, Brody Jeffs, working back around, he'll bounce it down to Witty. Witty go cross-court pass. Behind the arc, he'll bring it in. Off the glass, shot, wouldn't go. Brody Judge, rebound, LaPel. Put back, wouldn't go. The rebound was Gabe Simons. He couldn't get the put back. Rebound the other way. Gibson will go off the glass. Left side. Two-point bucket. Jackson Money for two. 18-2. 16-point advantage for Tipton. 6:22. Ball's in the front court. LaPel going to dribble in. Simons. They'll kick it to the corner. Going to be a foul whistle. They're going to whistle this on Tipton. Just outside the paint. Simons was driving. He dribbled drive, kicked into the corner before the pass. Foul picked up by Maverick Conaway. Maverick Conaway wears number two. He has one in the contest, three on the Blue Devils to bring it in to the baseline. We're going to down low Matthew Buster, and the ball stabbed right out of his hands from Jack by Jackson Money. And he caught the left side. They work a right side, three-point shot. Nolan Swan rims out. Rebound, Sam Quigley. Quigley down low. To get a put back and a roll around and fall in. Grady Carpenter with another assist. Grady Carpenter averaging 7.6 assists per game. That's the goal of all, 15.6 point total per average. 5:46 on the game clock. Outside the arc, 3-point shot. Halfway down and falls out. Number one, Kevin Craig. He found out their assistant, Grady Carpenter. Will be tipped out of bounds. Good hands. Right here by 44, Matthew Carpenter. So Carpenter was guarding Carpenter. Not sure if they're related. They probably are way down the line, if not close by. Maverick Conway is going to take a breather. Connor is falling back in the game for Tipton. Now back to the corner, dribbling around. Jackson Money, he's going to toss it to Grady Carpenter. Hard pass to handle. It goes out of bounds in the front court. LaPel, not an over pass. It's just a ball that went out of bounds, but not so good a pass. But can be brought in. Left to the scores bench right there by Witty. Tossed through the backcourt slightly. Devin Craig. Back to Craig. About the right side. Jaden Cash. Craig. Now left side. Brody Judge. Working the ball around. Looking for an entry pass. Matthew Carpenter trying to get free. Trying to stay out of that paint. We're going to back out top. Devin Craig. He'll dribble in. Inside the arc, back to Cash. Jaden Cash on the dribble. Out top of the center circle, Brody Judge, back to Cash. Working back around, gets to Devin Craig. Outside the arc, Blue Devils playing defense. They go baseline drive, Devin Craig. They're bouncing into Witty. Witty didn't go into Carpenter. Carpenter couldn't get the handle. Off the handle, it ends up in the hands of Nolan Swan. In the front court, Brady Carpenter on the dribble. They'll go to the corner. Sam Quigley back out to Nolan. He'll dribble in back to the corner. Sam Quigley for three. 3-point shot is good. Quigley shoots 30% behind the arc. He's now 7 for 21 in the front court. Outside the arc. Boom. 3-point shot. Rims out with double. Brody Judge tried the 3-point shot about 7.5 behind the arc. Straight away, they're going to miss with the foul. He'll be whistled on Matthew Carpenter. Carpenter going to pick up his first foul in the contest. 5 this half on LaPel. 3 thus far. First half on Tipton. 4:12 left here in the second quarter. 23-2. Tipton in front. In front court, the basketball, Grady Carpenter. That's top in the center circle. Jackson Money works at left side. Nolan Swan. He'll pierce in and go to the corner with it. Quigley, the other corner, got the basket, 3-point shot, 2 in a row for Quigley, opposite side to Jim. We're going to back around out top. Look at right side, Jaden Cash. Out top, Brody Judge. Back to Cash, he'll get a left-handed three, a long, well, went out long, and rebound out of there, kind of a song, he did a bounce pass to Nolan, to Grady, 3-point shot, Carpenter rims in. Soft shot. Looks like that rim had a little bit of a freedom there. Kind of helped the shot, and a three-point shot is good by Grady Carpenter. 29-2. Nice find, Riddick. To bounce it back out behind the arc. Greg. Now you'll get the ball back from Brody Judge. Towards the right side behind the arc. Get a catch. Outside, a three-point shot is good. Straight away. The fail, 23, Brody Judge. 29-5, 3 minutes left during the second quarter. Across the timeline, Grady Carpenter. They go down low. Jackson Money looks to go, and then picked up by Carpenter. Matthew Carpenter pushes it up ahead, gets the assist. Grabs the bucket. 2 point bucket, 23, Brody Judge. Brody Judge averaging 13 and a half per game. His brother Bodie, 11.3. We'll hope Bodie can get back in the game. I believe he will. Out of the backboard, Grady Carpenter. Front court of Pippen, Nolan Swan, who's dribbling the paint. Right-handed layup, left side of the glass, wouldn't go. Rebound, Devin Craig. LaPel, to go baseline. Keeps the basketball, he's in the paint, gonna take a shot. Will be blocked by Grady Carpenter. Going up with a shot there was Brody Judge. So working up ahead, off the glass, layup, right side, Jackson Money. 31-7. 2-4 left. First call travel in the front court. LaPel's going to give the ball back to Tipton. 2-4 left. And back in the ballgame for LaPel is number 30, Bodie Judge. 6-4. Sophomore. He's good shape. Dog is taken care of right there in the last one. Didn't lose a lot of time. He's in the game now. Both judges are in the game, Bodie and Brody. We're going back around. Jackson Money out top. 150 left. Nolan Swan on the dribble. Ben move out top. He'll drop the paint. Go off the glass. And get a good shot. Underhand scoop shot. Off the glass for two. 33-7. 135 left. They're in the first half. Outside the arc. We're going back around. Jaden Cash. Brody Judge. Left side into Carpenter. Right elbow. Working back to J.D. Cash outside the arc, right side. Get the ball back from Brody. Left elbow for Bodie Judge to dribble in. And Brody in paint. They're going to call a jump ball. Brody Judge got the ball down low enough. Kind of song right there to lock him up. Jump ball. Going to go back to the pill. Going to be a timeout on the floor. 33-7. 1:15 left here in the first half. And we'll also mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Scott G. While growing up and accepting the responsibility of becoming the young man that hopefully mom and dad could be proud of, a work ethic development that may have begun while preparing daily for that high school or middle school at last wrestling match. And the match is before it. A strong will to want to succeed with the will to please others can be part of the recipe needed to graduate from the desired level of education that you set forth to achieve. From becoming a contractor to doing safe demolitions when called upon, we wish the best for this year Tipton Blue Devils basketball team. Friday night opponent coming up with a little mission. Signed, Scott G, a forever fan of the Tipton Blue Devils. And then the second buzzer. Got a halftime guest up here. Talk with us. Let's talk with Aaron Campbell. What a quality guy. We're just talking halftime. 4 or 5 minutes. Ball's going to be brought in by the bucket on the baseline. Going to be brought in right there. It's going to be outside the arc with the basketball lost to handle. And then off the handle, and the ball's going to be brought in by Tipton in the backcourt. Right in the bucket, they're going to whistle the foul. They're going to whistle by foul 20. Nick Whitten, he's got three here in the first half. He's going to take a breather. In the ball game for him is going to be number 24, Gabe Simons. Ball brought in. Action Money going to bring it to the front court. 108 on the game clock. 33-7. Skipped in front. But we're going to have Tyler. Just corner Nolan Swan. The ticket outside, Jackson Money, three-point shot short off the rim. Chasing down the rebound is Nolan Swan. Out top, Grady Carpenter. Back pedal dribble in the center circle. Working against him is Gabe Simons. Outside corner. Get back to Nolan. Nolan's three-point shot would go. Rebound. Collected there by Bodie Judge. To the front court, Jaden Cash. We're going to back around Brody Judge. Now back to Cash. Right side behind the arc. Back out top and working back around Simons. Right elbow. They'll get it in to Brody. Bodie Judge. And it's going to be a foul whistle on Tipton. We'll see Maverick Conway in the ball game here. And maybe not. Not quite yet. Brady Carpenter going to pick up his first foul in the contest. He fouled number four. Be brought in right in the bucket on the baseline by Simons. Into Cash. We're going to back around. Brody Judge back to Cash. Now out top, Brody Judge. Right side, Simons. And we're going to round the perimeter. Clock moving. 17 seconds left. We're in an elbow. Right side. Two-point jumper is good. Number 30, Brody Judge. Working on that, he's 11.3 points per game average. 5 seconds on the clock. From the corner, Sam Quigley. Long off the mark, wouldn't go. It'll be a long shot to buzzer. Shot taken there by Matthew Carpenter. We'll go to halftime. Halftime score. Blue Devils, 33. Bulldogs, 9. 10 minutes on the intermission clock. And we'll miss this game is in part being brought to you by RE/MAX, a new realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX, a new realty, and connect with a real estate expert today. RE/MAX, a new realty in Tipton, Indiana, is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Taft, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX, a new realty, located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up at 765-675-3100. Again, that number is 765-675-3100. You can visit them on the web at anewrealtyhomes.com. That's RE/MAX, a new realty. And Tipton, also mentioned in this part, being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. The place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They sell a myriad of products to choose from. You can visit Runyon Truck Store. They're located at 27857 Henry Dunn Road. That's an Atlanta, Indiana address, 46031. It's pretty close to Elwood. That's 3-4 miles. We'll mention right off of 37. Just take 281st Street. Go back west at the bottom of the hill. Take a south turn right there at Henry Dunn Road. Check them out on Facebook. It's Runyon Truck Store, Inc. That's I-N-A. Again, Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. It's Runyon Truck Store, right there at Atlanta, Indiana, address. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by The Floor Store. The Floor Store at the east edge of Tipton. Stop by. Look around. Our showroom may leave you speechless. I've been in that showroom. It left me speechless. You may find shopping online isn't really necessary when excellence is required. They are just east on State Road 28, just beyond the car dealership at 1003 East Jefferson Street. Yes, Jefferson Street and State Road 28. Same road. A different name. That's Tipton, Indiana. That's Blue Devil Country. Steve and Tip Swan. We'll lend a hand when we can, but we'll also support your choices along with your decisions. And we also support our hometown kids wearing the blue and white. That's the floor store at 1003 Jefferson Street. You can dial them up at 765-75-3230. Again, 765-675-3230. That's the floor store in Tipton. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, they're located at 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana, 317-773-4800. 317-773-4800. They're also ideal for truck rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet. Commercial with lift kits. Full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals. And we're going to unplug right now. We're going to have a conversation with Mr. Eric Cannell. One moment, please. Talking now, good friend of mine, Eric Cannell. That's quite Eric Cannell. What about this ball game? Well, it's a pretty good game right now. Tipton playing really good defense. Who Devils can play like this on Wednesday night? They'll probably get the win over Eastbrook in the sectional first round.
Well, I absolutely believe it.
I tell you what, you're an uncle. I know you're an uncle. There's a couple guys on the football team. Talk about your nephew.
All right, well, I got my first nephew, Jackson. He's a senior. He just graduated. He's getting ready to go to 8th grade college in Michigan to play football. Then my second nephew is Grayson. He's going to be a sophomore this year. He'll most likely be a defensive end. So he's been in the gym putting in some work. So I expect him to get quite a few quarterback sacks next year.
I said, what's Jackson? Jackson's probably going to get in the weight room. I mean, he's big as you. He's 287. He was the biggest guy on the Blue Devils team this past season.
Well, absolutely. He's in the weight room, too. He's over there deadlifting 400 pounds, bench pressing over 250. So he's putting in the work as well.
So I'm going to ask you this. How long have you been a Blue Devil fan?
I've been a Blue Devil fan for 14 years when I moved here from Tipton from Tennessee.
Sound like a Tennessee guy. I like talking to you. Did you do any fishing in Tennessee?
I absolutely did. Dale Hollow Lake in my backyard.
I caught some smallmouth.
You know,
that's a pretty deep place to fish.
It is. Bill Dance made it famous.
Bill Dance, what a guy. I used to watch his show.
I did. I like the group the best.
Bill Dance, if you're having a bad time with your wife, you're not getting along too good, just go to Walmart, buy you a new fishing pole. You'll still be getting along not too good with your wife, but you'll have a new fishing pole.
Have a new fishing pole so you can go fishing. That's right.
I said, what a baseball umpiring. I've umpired with you a few times. Pretty good. I got to admit that. What levels of umpiring have you done?
I've gone all the way up to varsity, so I'm getting ready to certify again for my state tournament again. So we're looking forward to it, and I'm hoping to certify in 4A this year.
Do you have any aspirations to be an umpire in college?
I do. I'd like to go up to junior college and maybe do a few years there.
I bet you'd be real good at it. I've watched you work. How about your hobbies? Other than fishing, what kind of hobbies do you enjoy?
I actually like spending time with my daughter coaching her soccer team. She's actually here in the Tipton Soccer League. And so we're getting ready to start the spring season. We've got two more dates to sign up for the spring season. And if we can get enough players, we're going to be playing down in Noblesville, Sheridan and Carmel. So we're definitely looking forward to a lot of people signing up for soccer. So I absolutely love coaching my daughter. So that's one of my favorite hobbies.
I know you love coaching because I've asked you to umpire with me. But you got to coach. And you told me I got to coach my daughter. That takes precedence over umpiring.
Yes, sir, it does. You're my daughter. I only get to watch her grow up once.
How about these Indiana winners we've been getting? I mean, it's been nice this week.
It has been extremely nice. I've enjoyed it. I like to win with no rain and no snow. That's what keeps everything nice and beautiful.
Somebody told me about 3 or 4 years ago when we started getting this nicer weather that the Earth has rotated on its axis just a little bit, changing the weather. We're going to end up with Florida weather eventually, I hope.
I think we will. I think Florida's going to end up being underwater, and Alabama's going to be beachfront property.
There's a lot of people in Florida. They could sink that particular piece of ground.
Absolutely.
I say, why, did you get any games lined up to do high school? I'm sure you did.
I do. I'll be in Cathedral, Giantsville, and Carmel. I'll also be doing a couple of Tipton games in Hamilton Heights. So I got quite a few games. I'll be in Kieran Catholic probably about 10 times this year. So we've got quite a few games lined up.
I think we're Central Catholic in Gary Catholic. They play every year. I hope you're doing that game.
I am doing that game this year.
That sounds good. Where's that game at, Darren?
It's at Gary, yeah.
That's all right. You already talked about your wife, but tell us more about your wife and how kind she is to let you do all the things you do.
My wife actually lets me get out of the house. She thinks I'm easy to put up with the more I get out of the house. But my wife is actually one of my heroes. She beaten cancer twice already. So I give her all the credit in the world for letting me do the things I like to do and taking care of our family and taking care of our house.
That is awesome. I don't use the word awesome very much, but when it comes about cancer and childbirth, that's when I'll use the word awesome.
That's right.
I said, well, we're going to get here and get ready for the second half. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too, AJ.
We're going to do some umpiring together.
We will.
Absolutely. Try to get the adult league here this fall.
We will.
Thank you. Mr. Eric Cannell was a quality guy. Thank you. He's a big dude. I say, well, he's muscular. He works pretty hard. He's a great umpire, and that's an understatement. Let me plug this back in. One moment, please. Okay. We're going to inbound the basketball. Blue Devils holding the possession arrow in the backcourt, Nolan Swan. To the front court. We're going to back and forth. Jackson Money. Deep in the front court. We're going to back around. Grady Carpenter in front of the Blue Devil bench. Little cross court pass. 3-point shot on the way. Nolan Swan. Left to elbow extended. Swan for three. 36-9. Blue Devils in front. We're going to ask top of the basketball. We're going to right side behind the arc. Jaden Cash. Back up top to Witty. Tries to pass, knocked back in his face by Hassong. He comes up with it, works it right side, 3-point shot, we go for Cash. Rebound, Carpenter, they get it back out to Witty. They go baseline with it. Cody Judge, spin move in the paint, block shot. Got just a little bit of it. Right there, Grady Carpenter. Deflected it over through Titan, change to pass. They go to the corner with it, counter Hassong. Right corner baseline, 3-point shot is good. For Connor Song, a senior. He's going to Olivet Nazarene next year. He's going to play basketball. We're back on top of the basketball lapel. Witty, who works a bounce pass, right side. Jaden Cash, he'll dribble. Back out top to Witty, working around the perimeter. Brody Cash. Brody's working around right there. Brody Judge, they're working down the baseline. To Bodie Judge, cross-court pass to his brother. He'll take a jumper inside the arc. 3-point, check that. 2-point shot is good. Left elbow extended. 2-point shot for Brody Judge. 39-11. 6:17 left here in the third quarter. Out top of the basketball, Jackson Money. They give it back to Nolan Swan. Picked up there by Witty. They go to the corner with it. Maverick Conaway. 3-point shot. Left corner baseline. Conaway for three. Get a hand clap from Alec Weddle. Alec Weddle knows all about a corner three. Playing against Meredith, first game of the sectional. I mean, it might have been his senior year. I'm not sure. Knocks Marion out of the sectional. Now the first game of the sectional at Marion. Does an overtime game. Work it down low. 2-point shot in the paint. Credit the bucket. Bodie Judge. Bodie Judge playing here in the third quarter. Mid part of the second quarter. So working back around Jackson Money. They'll hand it off. Raymond Carpenter. Crossover in the paint. Spin move to take a shot, block shot. Credit the block, 23, Brody Judge. Back the other direction, going to be a block foul. Brody Judge went coast to coast. Try to get a shot to go in, but they're bottom of the paint. foul dripping whistle on Nolan Swan. Swan's going to pick up his second in the ballgame. Ball's going to be half past the Brody Judge. He's got two. First shot on the way. Good. Congratulations on the lane. Brother and Matthew Carpenter. He'll check out the ballgame. In the ballgame for Matthew Carpenter is 24. Gabe Simon. The free throw line, 23. Brody Judge shooting 78%. Second shot, also good. He's now 47 for 60 on the season. That's tremendous. Across the sideline, Brody Carpenter. To the left side, back out to Jackson Money. Working back outside, Nolan Swan, he'll dribble the paint. A footer on the way, got it. A floater in the paint for Nolan Swan. Two-point bucket, 44-15. In the front court with the basketball. LaPel, ready on the dribble. He'll go to the corner with it. Taking cash, he'll dribble back out of there. He'll pass outside. Brody Judge back to Cash. Providing defense there. Maverick Johnson, and they go to the baseline. Ready on the dribble. He's going to dribble in. They're going to call a foul. They're going to call a bump foul. It's going to be a blocking foul. The whistle was blown by one official. The other official took it upon himself to call it a block. That's pretty close. But anyway, at the free throw line for LaPel is number 20, Mitch Witte, 6'3 junior. First shot up and good. Nick Witte, he's leading LaPel, the whole team, with average of 81%. Just in front of Gabe Simons. Simons 4-for-5. Witte couldn't hit the second one. Witte is 27. For 34 on the season. To the front court, Brady Carpenter. Out top, Nolan Swan. Near the center circle, working against him is Simons. Who went into the corner? Maverick Conaway. Back out of there, out top of the basketball is Brady Carpenter. They get it to Jackson Money. Out top of the circle. Back to Nolan, picked up there by Simons. Spin move into paint. They go left-handed off, take that back, right-handed off the glass on the layup with two contenders. Right beside you. 45, check that, 46, 16, 4:07 left here in the third quarter. Outside the arc on the dribble is Simons. They go down low on the baseline. Witte, back out top. Judge, that's Brody Judge, 23. Back to Simons. He's going to dribble in. Off the glass, shot, Witte go. Gabe Simons, put back. Gabe Simons got it back in. Get the rebound, put it back in for two. 46-18. To the corner, three-point shot. Maverick Conaway. Left corner baseline, Maverick Conaway for three. All brought in from the backcourt. Cash on the dribble. He'll get back left side behind the arc. Brody Judge. Now right side, Gabe Simons. The bounce it down inside the arc right there, left right corner baseline. Shot ready to go for Bodie Judge. Ball rims off. Soft shot fell off. Rebound, Brady Carpenter. To the front court, Jackson Money. Back to Grady. He'll pop a three straight away. Short off the mark, wouldn't go. Rebound, Jaden Cash. Cash to the front court. 3 minutes left, third quarter. 49-18. Blue Devils in front. Moving their feet. They go to the corner with it. Bodie Judge, going to be a catch pass stolen by Nolan Swan to go up with the shot. Shot wouldn't go. It's called a block. As all notes, 23, Brody Judge going to get credit with the block. He might have hit the backboard while the ball was above the cylinder. No call. They're going to whistle the foul. The whistle the foul on Tipton. Jackson Money has two. Taking a breather. On LaPel, is number three, Jaden Cash. In the ball game for the Blue Devils, let's just take it back for the Bulldogs, number 33, Parker Kinziger. Parker Kinziger, he's a senior, 6'3". He's in the ball game, from the backcourt. Devin Craig, crossing the timeline, he worked the right side to Simons. Gabe Simons works the bounce pass left side. Brody Judge, the worker back left side, on the dribble, keep it alive. Freshman athlete. Devin Craig was number one for LaPel. Looking outside, Matthew Carpenter. Bring it back out, Brody Judge. Now Gabe Simons behind the arc, trying to go baseline with Dick Carpenter is going to be tipped out of bounds if they draft it by Tipton. So LaPel's going to bring it in right of their own bucket on the baseline. Be brought in at 24, Gabe Simons. Looking to get it in. Cross-court pass stolen by Jackson Money in flight. Jackson Money in the front court. He'll slow it up. Wait for teammates. They'll cross over. We're going to out top. Going to get it back to Grady Carpenter. Back to Nolan. A little bit of Butler Bulldog. The crossover, there's Jackson Money in the paint. Take it back out, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter back middle dribble. Keep the dribble alive, work the crossover, and give it back to Jackson. Jackson works the left side. Ball, 3-point shot, and Nolan Swan. Short off the rim, wouldn't go. Gonna work a foul. The rebound ended up in the hands of 33 Parker Kinziger. They're going to whistle a foul on Kinziger. Say maybe a push-off. Kinziger has one. He just got in the ballgame. 3. Second half thus far right here on Tipton. 1 on LaPel. They're going to whistle a foul. Brady Carpenter was driving the lane, kind of backed his way down. They're going to whistle this foul again, a quick foul, second foul quickly on Parker Kinziger, number 33. He has 2 in the ballgame. Ball's going to be brought in by the bucket. Nolan Swan is going to be an offensive foul. Let me call a foul, trying to get loose. Trying to take the inbound. And the official blows the whistle. Calls an offensive foul, maybe on an illegal screen. Let's take that back. It'll be a technical foul. Technical foul. There's no foul on the offensive mode. They're going to give the ball to Nolan Swan. Swan's going to shoot 2. First shot's good. As you know, all technical fouls in the game today are all 2. They used to be 2 for the coach and 1 for a player. Shot's taken. Nolan Swan got both of them. Nolan Swan shooting 84%. Entering the ball game, that was a high percentage of anybody on the floor tonight. Ball brought in backcourt. Blue Devils. Jackson Money crossover. We're going to get him. It's Devin Craig. Back to Nolan. They go to the corner. Connor Assong. To bring it back out to Nolan. We're going to round to Grady. Now to Jackson. He was dribbling the paint. To the corner. Connor Assong for 3. Shot goes in. 3-point shot is good for the senior, Connor Assong. 54-18. Blue Devils in front. The front court is the back one. The push is around. Out top, Gabe Simons. Right side, Brody Judge. We're behind the arch. Devin Gray to the corner. Works it around and touches the hand quickly. Parker Kinziger. 3-point shot is good. Left elbow extended. Shot taken there by number 1, Devin Craig, the freshman. Across the timeline, the basketball, Brady Carpenter, 54-21. Outside of the basketball now, Nolan Swan back to Grady. Spin move in the paint, lost the handle. Picked up by Parker. Back the other direction. It's called blocking foul. Going up to the shot there was Brady to take that back. It was. It's Brady Judge, left side. And trying to set up to draw the charge, Jackson Money. Jackson Money. Going to pick up the foul. He has 3 in the ballgame. Clock moving. 54-21. Outside the arc, Brody Judge. Trying to get a pass through the corner to Simons. It's tipped out of bounds. Chest pass by Connor Hassong. Clock moving. 5 seconds left. Outside Brody Judge. Over to right side. Kevin Craig for a second shot. Of some 3-point land wouldn't go. Third quarter completed. We'll mention the end of 3. Tipton 54. LaPel 21. But we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by StrictsandFixtures.com. Since 1983. Great cars, great prices, great customers. You dial them at their dealership in Fishers at 317-842-2228. They have 2 Hamilton County locations. 1 is Scripps in Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. The second location is Scripps in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, Wellsville, Indiana. That's right there between Belleville and Westfield, along State Road 32, right here at Mill Creek Road. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can do that online, or you can do that on site. TripsandFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. So we bring the ball in. We'll be brought in right there half court. Alternate possession arrow. Going to give it back to LaPel. Murphy Judge is going to enter the basketball. Just trigger the inbound. It will slide to the backcourt. To number one, Devin Craig. Craig on the dribble. Can work at the left side. Pick up the pace. Out left side, Brody Judge. Works at right side on the dribble, Gabe Simon. But we're going to do the corner. To bring it back out, that was 33, Parker Kinzinger. We're going to back around the perimeter. Judge left side, back out. Simon, right side. Craig, back to center up. We're going to back around. Simon, left side. Three-point shot is good. Right elbow extended. 23, Brody Judge. We're going to put that 13.5 points per game average. In the front court, 7:22 left. Fourth quarter, 54-24. Clock moving. We're going to back out top, Grady Carpenter. Clock over. Get back to Jackson Money. Money on the dribble. Looking to give it up. Nolan Swan. He's going to dribble in. Outside the paint, left-handed shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. He'll shoot two. It'll be a blocking foul. Whistled on LaPel. Bulldog foul. It'll be whistled on 44. Matthew Carpenter, 6'4 junior. Carpenter, to say five on the scoreboard. Let's see what they have. First shot goes in. Nolan Swan, not quite sure. They're stop play now. If he has five, he'll exit the ball game. Not quite sure. I think the scoreboard maybe not quite right. We'll check here. He's still in the ball game. I thought that was a bit mini for him. Carpenter, second shot also good. Nolan Swan, 56-24, 6:50 left, fourth quarter. Out top of the dribble, Brody Judge. Works at right side, Gabe Simons. On right side, thought about a three. That was working there. That was Jaden Cash. Way out top, three-point shot, rims out. Gabe Simons, rebound, Kinziger. Going to be a foul on the rebound. Kinziger secured it. Which is a foul on Tipton. Going to be whistled Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare in the ball game. Where's number four? Junior class athlete, also a good golfer. We're going to have behind the arc. Jaden Cash, cross-court skip pass to Gabe Simon. So work it in. Matthew Carpenter, inside-out play. Three-point shot short off the rim. Three-point shot taken there by Jaden Cash, rebound Tipton. We're going to down low, Sam Quigley. In the ballgame for Tipton is number 21, Landon Spidell. Landon Spidell, he just picked two sophomores. We're in the backcourt on the dribble right there. I should say deep in the frontcourt. Nolan Swan back to Grady. Grady picked up by Gabe Simon. They go left side, one-handed, left-handed layup off the glass for Grady. Point bucket good, 58-24. Bring it back around outside the arc. Gabe Simon's going to square it up and work it left side. Three-point shot in the air. Jaden Cash wouldn't get it. Rebound, Gavin Hare. To the front court with the basketball, Grady Carpenter. Nolan Swan, three-point shot on the way. Good. Left elbow extended about two steps behind the arc. Three-point shot good for Nolan Swan. 61-24. 5:10 left. Fourth quarter, outside the arc. Brody Judge, he'll bring it back out. He'll square it up to get it out top. Gabe Simons, he'll work it down low off the glass. Kinzinger for three. Kinzinger for two in the paint. That was 33. Parker Kinzinger, the 6'3 senior. He's front court crossover. Nolan Swan, spin move in the paint. They go to the corner. Gavin Hare for three. Gavin Hare got the bucket. Left corner baseline. Gavin Hare shooting above 33%. On the arc, he's now 3-for-7. We're going to back around. 3 for 7. I believe it's 41%. Trying to save the basketball, trying to get a steal, trying to intercept the pass there. Couldn't get it. Working it back around, that was Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going to enter the ball game. Grady Carpenter, also Connor Hassong. Nolan Swan and Grady Carpenter are down probably until Wednesday when they play Eastbrook. So we're inside out play. Dave Simons, baseline drive to go off the glass. Shot going to go, got his own board. Put it up and in. Got the board on the same jump. What a play. Dave Simons, they're going to whistle a foul on Landon Spidell. Spidell wears number 21. He picks up his first foul. They're in the ballgame. Team foul number 6, Tipton. Second half, Chris Womack and Matthew Carpenter going to take a breather. In the ballgame for LaPel is 42, Luke Jones. He's a 6'3" freshman. Luke Jones. 3-point play is good. LaPel plus 24, Gage Simons. Simons shooting 80% at the stripe. He's now 5-for-6 on the season. Outside of the basketball, Maverick. Count away back to Hassong straight away. He'll backpedal dribble near the center circle. He'll dribble in. Right elbow back to Sam Quigley. Quigley on the dribble. You're going to get it back to Maverick Conaway well behind the arc. You're going to dribble in. They go to the corner. Landon Spidell. Outside the circle, Sam Quigley on the dribble. Bring it back to Hassong. Over to the right side, picking up the basketball is Sam Quigley. Moving the basketball around. Defense is good. Gage Simons guarding the basketball. Maverick Conaway. 3:14 left. 3-point shot outside the arc. Rimmed off. Wouldn't go. That was Connor Hassong. They'll push it up ahead. Brody Judge. Remember, layup. He didn't have the defender. He probably would have put one down. Had to be careful there. Got to be real careful in traffic. He went up to the layup, couldn't get it, but he got fouled. Foul whistled on Connor Hassong. He has one. They're going to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, I believe. Maybe not. They're going to shoot the free throw. Going to shoot one, maybe a timeout after the first. 64-29, Blue Devils in front. 2:57 left here in the fourth quarter. At the free throw line, Brody Judge, sophomore. First shot up and good. Congratulations on the lane. Right here, 43, Parker Kinzinger. 42, Luke Jones. Second shot. Brody Judge. Also good. Got both of them. Entering the ball game for the Blue Devils is going to be number 10, Tyler Jerry. Tyler Jerry, the 5'11 junior, taking a breather. Is going to be Brody Judge, also taking a breather in the ball game. It's number 3, Jaden Cash. He gets the pat on the backside from Coach Kevin Cherry. To the front court, Sam Quigley. Connor is on the dribble. Working on the dribble, Maverick Conaway. In the ballgame, Tyler Jarrett guarding the basketball. They're working in. Sam Quigley just takes the shot. It goes out of bounds. Got it recycled. He's going to stay in the front court. Entering the ballgame for Tipton, be number 22, Drake Johnson. Also in the ballgame is number 12, Oliver Conaway. Both of those young men played a good JV contest. On the JV contest tonight was won by LaPel. Will be brought in by Conaway. Trying to get it in. Tip guarding the end down right there. 24, Gabe Simons. Going to try again. Conaway, stationary position on the baseline, right in the bucket. Bounce pass, trying to get it into Gavin Hare. It's intercepted on the bounce by Parker Kinziger. LaPel to the front court. On the dribble, that's Jamal Baxter Jr. in the ballgame for LaPel. Jamal Baxter Jr., he's a 6'1 junior. Played some GP basketball here tonight. He'll take a jump shot. Just outside the elbow, wouldn't go. That was Jamal Baxter. Rebound. There'll be a foul whistled on the rebound. LaPel. Foul's going to be whistled on 33. Parker Kinziger. He'll pick up his third in the ballgame. Taking a breather is number 5, Sam Quigley. bring the ball to the front court. Work it back around. Oliver Conway on the dribble. Drake Johnson. Work it back around. Conway. Some clock here. 55 seconds left. Going to dribble in. Going to be stolen. Might see a put down right here. We will. Off 1 foot. Two-handed slam. Gabe Simon. Gabe Simon, 6'1", senior. Working to the front court. Two-point bucket on the put down by Simon. 64-33. Outside of the basketball. 30 seconds left. Drake Johnson going to dish off. There's a quarter, Gatman here. Working it back around, Oliver Conway. Tipped there by 10, Tyler Jarrett. So they're working inside the court there. Clock still moving, 12 seconds. Brought in, through the baseline, and it's by Dell. He goes up the shot, ball's knocked out of his hand. It falls in without the backboard. They're going to whistle foul, 33, Parker Kinzinger. The clock is going to empty out. There will be no free throws taken to complete the ball game. We'll miss it. Final score. Tipton, 66. LaPel, 33. So we'll go ahead and remind you next game on the agenda for the LaPel Bulldogs for the sectional class 2A, sectional 40 at Monroe Central. Alexandria Tigers will go against the LaPel Bulldogs. That'll be round one. That'll be the 18th just pass. That'll be Alexandria and LaPel. That'll be the 6 o'clock game on Wednesday, March the 1st. That'll be at the Monroe Sectional. Monroe Central Sectional. And the Blue Devils, their next game, will be Class 2A Sectional 39 at Taylor High School. That's in Kokomo. These Brook Panthers are going to go against the Tipton Blue Devils. Sectional 39 will be round one. That will be the 8 o'clock game on Wednesday night, March the 1st. We hope you'll tune in. If you cannot be there live, PutneyInSports.com will be there to cover the ball game. We'll probably begin about 15 minutes prior to tip-off. We thank my wife back home for sound check. We thank her all the time. And we'll also mention a special shout-out to the LaPel Lady Bulldogs. We wish them congratulations and hope the best for them at the state final. It's going to be at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. 22-7, LaPel Lady Bulldogs. Going to go against 25-3, Forest Park Lady Rangers. That'll be this Saturday, the 25th. It'll be the second game of the day. It'll be at 12:45 p.m. tip-off for Class 2A. Again, we thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention, no matter if you are home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.